This is Empath Survival Guide, an empath's guide on how to become emotionally and spiritually healthy to be the best version of yourself. Written by Ari Cameron. Read by John Hayes. Introduction. This audiobook contains a guide on how to get the strength, mastery of your vision, and confidence. Listening to this audiobook may open your mind to what you should do to gain knowledge on how to make your spiritual life healthy. As you dive deeper into this audiobook, you may realize how important our spiritual aspect is. That is, if you would let this audiobook guide you towards the betterment that you deserve. It has an approach you've never seen before. It has easy-to-understand information so that we may obtain the spiritual healthiness that we need. Again, as you proceed to listen to this audiobook, always know that I, an author, express my gratitude to you. The audiobook contains a full journey on how to obtain the betterment of your spiritual health. May this guide be helpful and lead you to a better and healthy life, physical and spiritual-wise. Chapter 1. The Nature of Empaths and Mystics. Way back, I always thought that people are just emotionally invested towards each other. I thought that it was the bridge that connects us humans, nothing more. But as I grew older, I learned that there are many types of people, may it be a narcissist, extroverted, outgoing, or introverted. Our curiosity kills us, and my curiosity asks, what are empaths? An empathic person is a type of person who is more sensitive towards the feelings of others than the common person. These people are usually more accurate in recognizing emotions just by looking through their body language. They are also more likely to acknowledge emotions prior to others and rate those emotions as being more intense. These people are known to evaluate other people's moods, may it be good or bad. They feel everything, sometimes to an extreme. They tackle negativity like anger or anxiety, which might be exhausting for them. If they're around peace and love, though, their bodies take these on and flourish. They are also prone to feeling fatigued after spending time with other individuals. These people are typically introverts who need a considerable amount of time for resting. They are sensitive to specific stimuli and constant conversation, and often find crowds particularly distressing. They frequently feel their best when they are in nature.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?